Hello, everyone, and welcome to the MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my favorite show, and I know yours too, the MaderCast. We haven't been together in a long time, have we? Thank you, Anchor, for fixing your dishes. Your dishes, issues for tissues. You got them done, assholes. Thank you. No, I'm just teasing. That's a friendly way of saying, in my way, thank you. Thank you for doing what you did. All right, continuing on. What do you think about some new podcasts we're bringing to the table? Tonight is vape for you. It's a vape like health is what we're doing today. Tomorrow we won't have a podcast, and Thursday we'll release Talk It Over Thursday, and I got a great topic about that, so you'll hear about that tomorrow. Friday, we're bringing you a brand new show that will be recorded live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring you Flying High with the Eagles. Why is the show called Flying High with the Eagles, you might ask? Well, because the place where we're going to be doing all our shows is the Eagles Club in Bay City, Michigan. And I will be announcing it as I go on. Well, there you go. You heard about one of my favorite places. And the Eagles Club in Bay City, Michigan is a great place to do a show. They got a lot of good acoustics. And my old buddy, my good buddy, my friend, one of my idols, Mark Jamino, will be there doing the emceeing, and you will get to hear him as he does what he does. He tends to repeat words like, speaking of good job, or sounding stellar, or things like that. He tends to repeat them, but he's still a good guy and does a great job. Let's get to our Vape-like health segments. This is just my little intro because you guys haven't heard my intros in a while. So let's get vaping like health. What do you say? Now it's time for vaping for your health, in other words. Vape like health! I'm Jammin' Jerry Mader right here with you. We're going to vape like health. I'm going to tell you about some great ways to vape. Let's talk about the vaporizer in which you will use. It's called a vaporizer or a vape mod. Modifications can be done to your vapes. And that's what these are called, the vape mods. The one that I have is called the Pathfinder V2. Remember, Pathfinder and then V2. Okay, the Pathfinder V2 is this little thing, and it's kind of it lets you vape only dry herbs, and that's good because there are some wonderful oils out there. And the people that like those vaporizers, go for it. Use them. That's good. But I like my herbal one because I get a better variety of things to vape right from the plant. We ain't talking about, like, they have to break it down and put something in there to make it break into oils. Nope. Take the plant itself, put it inside the device, and vape it. That's what this is. It's called a dry herb vaporizer. It's made by Titan, and it's the Pathfinder V2. That's Roman numeral II. Now, what about that great thing we call a vaporizer? What does it do? The vape mod or vaporizer breaks down the oil so it turns into a very tiny or great big huge cloud of puffs of smoke. But it's not smoke, it's vape. It's steam, basically, is what you're putting in your lungs, which also has the properties of the whatever you're vaping. Marijuana, nicotine, whatever. Today we're not going... Today and hereby forward, we will never talk again about nicotine. But nicotine can be vaped. But I do not recommend anybody use nicotine. Nicotine can and will destroy you. Nicotine is bad for you, basically. Don't use nicotine if you can get away with it. What else can you vape? You'll probably wonder. Well, shit, you know. I don't know what I'm going to vape then if I can't vape nicotine. Well, there's lots of things. If marijuana is legal in your state, and I don't know if it is because I don't really know where everyone lives, you should be able to vape either medical or recreational marijuana. But that's not all you can vape. You can vape thyme, which is good for your lungs. You can vape eucalyptus, which is also good for your lungs. It's an Australian plant that's found a lot in cough drops. It's also found in Bengay, in Icy Hot, and stuff like that. But it works really well for a sore throat. You can vape a ton of different kind of herbs, and that's what we're going to be looking into. I'm not going to tell you everything about these herbs, but I will tell you two that I've tried so far. Catnip is awesome to vape. You're thinking, oh my god, no, not catnip. Catnip makes cats go crazy. Yeah, but it doesn't do that to humans. For humans, we get lucky. And all it does to us is make us very relaxed and very sleepy. It makes you very sleepy and very relaxed. So you can go to sleep. The next one I've actually tried, and I've just got done smoking or vaping some. Often you will hear me refer to vaping as smoking because it's the same thing as smoking a cigarette, only it comes out as a vaporized chemical that goes in your lungs. Well, it's actually steam with whatever you're vaping. I never ever... Well, I have one or two vaporizers that do produce oil. But I don't care much for the oil because it's harder to put in. The vaporized herbs that are dry are better. So I have tried catnip and I have tried thyme. Thyme is very strong. It's kind of a... you know the taste of the stovetop stuffing? You know that sudden earthy taste you taste when you eat it? That's thyme. That pungent taste, that's thyme. Thyme can also be made into a tea, which I recommend with a little bit of ginger. Although today I made a mess trying to put my tea and ginger cup together. I ended up with a mess. Anyway, so I recommend that. Also, I recommend you try some other ones. As I try them, I'll let you know about them. and we'll go on this journey together. So far, my favorites are marijuana and thyme. Catnip was great, but catnip just made me really tired. It might be good if I'm tired or I want to go to sleep. You know, I might use some catnip in there. But never again will I overload it with catnip. That just didn't taste very good. But marijuana or cannabis is legal in my state. You hear me talk about vaping marijuana quite a bit. Because I do use and I do vape it. My lungs are very strong because I've started vaping. I first started out vaping oil. And this oil was called, it was called Grasshopper. It was like a candy mint flavor stuff. And I used to vaporize it for my throat. Now I found out, and I'll soon be getting some, but I found out I can vape peppermint, just regular peppermint leaves now. And eucalyptus. And eucalyptus is good for, like, sore throats, you know, things like that, you know, sore throats and all that. It's good for you. And I think I want to try sage next. Sage. All right, this has been Vape Like Health. I'm Jammin' Jerry Mader. We'll see you back here again next Tuesday.